Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, the man who studies for his COVID exam, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy? Like that one?
Oh, yeah, that's a return to some of the cheese you used to pull out a while
I've got a
ago.
Whole bunch of cheese
that
going.
Was, that was good. I'll give you that
one. That was a good one.
That's
I like
right.
that.
I passed it. I passed it, by the way. So.
Oh, you passed
it's
it.
It's all good news.
Good. You got 65% on that exam? Nice. Well done.
Solid 65. That's why we still have the shield.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, we got to talk a little bit about where the markets are heading.
Yep.
Where they've been and where they're heading. Okay, lots of questions that we get about valuations and interest rates going up and how do you position, right? Is there anything left you can buy? We'll talk a little bit about that. And how about some of the, where the opportunities are, the mispricing opportunities. Whenever you get things moving around, when you get volatility, it always presents opportunity.
Yeah, so volatility leads to selection process. Rotation, you're hearing that word. They're rotating from growth to value. They're rotating from technology to cyclicals, the whole. When you hear rotation, there is opportunity just in there that you can find. And there's some good conversations to have about that opportunity.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about post-pandemic spending. You and I know that, and it's starting now, but there's going to be more and more calls that we're going to receive from clients who've had to put their life on hold for 18 months, who are going to change
or
that.
Or longer.
Who are going to change that in a very rapid way.
And here's the problem that I have with what's being said out there. It's don't spend it, keep it to yourself, you don't know what's happening, just be careful, don't be emotive behind your decisions. I'm having a problem with that, Dave. I think we need to chat more about how you can spend.
Yeah.
The things you want to do.
It's your lifestyle.
Right? How do you enjoy your life going forward? Because this pandemic taught us something. Mm-hmm. And one of it is lifestyle is important to me. And that means lifestyle could mean spending with family or traveling anywhere you want to, like, or anywhere in between. But it's about lifestyle, and it's about people who've worked their tail off to have that money saved up and now are being told, well, be careful about your retirement plan. And I think there's ways to hit both birds with one stone.
And of course, we'll talk about how to do that so that you don't blow yourself up, right?
Correct.
Now, this month, we're going to get the federal budget. Could be some tax changes. There's lots of conversation about more stimulus coming. Is it necessary? What could that lead to?
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting month.
And so this is the first time in a while that we've heard, well, mainly because it's been 2 years since we had our last budget, but first time in a while that we've heard chief executive officers of major financial institutions or other industries coming out and saying, you might not need to go so crazy on the stimulus.
Right.
And it might need to be more targeted. And so on April 19th, I believe, is the date for the budget. It is going to be interesting to see what they're going to put out there. And my guess, it's from a political perspective, spending makes sense.
Yes.
From a political perspective, especially if this is going to be part of the campaigning for the next election, making a bunch of promises makes sense.
Yep.
From an economic perspective, I have concerns about that.
Right.
From a markets, capital, portfolios, they can do whatever the heck they want. We've got the entire world to pick from.
And you're talking the Canadian federal government, right?
Correct. I'm talking about the federal government and what they have. So if they're going to go crazy and spend a whole bunch of money and it's not going to be appropriate from an economic perspective, you and I know we don't have to put our money in Canada.
No, that's right.
So I'm not as worried for our clients. Yep. I'm not worried about as much for investors because they have choice. But if you live here in this country and you are tied to the Canadian economy, you're going to have some sort of impact.
And it speaks to, and listen, it's not just Canada doing this. There's stimulus all over the place. And I think the point that you've made is really relevant, that you've got the entire globe to choose from. Right? Anywhere. You can put your money anywhere, and you've got to be nimble enough to be able to do that. Let's talk about taxes for a minute, though, because as we spend, our countries and other countries, debt goes higher. This has to be paid. We get lots of questions. There's growing concern about who they're going to come after.
Now, we've had other economists on our show, Dave, who said this is not out of proportion. Like, it's not crazy.
Correct.
It can be a concern in the future. But a lot of economists have been on this show and said, right now, we're up to 50% debt to GDP ratio, just from a national perspective. Do not include provinces and so forth.
Yep.
It's not that bad, is what we're hearing.
relative to many other countries.
And it's not bad for our economy because we can grow out of this if we have a pay down strategy.
And we have low interest rates, so our debt servicing costs are actually lower than that they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So I don't want this to be, oh my God, we're going to be in so much debt, because we have been in so much debt, more in from a ratio perspective than we have been today. And we got through it. It takes a lot of cutting. It'll take a lot of adjustments fiscally. Unless they raise taxes. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the conversation I think that needs to be addressed. There's multiple ways they can raise revenue. We've got some information from the C.D. Howe Institute that said, why don't you raise the GST from 5 to 7%?
Yep.
So GST. Now, Albertans hate when I say sales tax. I know that. But there's an opportunity that you can raise enough or some revenue to cover some of this debt or deficit first by raising the GST. Second one is tax the wealthier.
Right.
A wealth tax. A capital gains tax. There's some talking about that. Or the most controversial one, I think, that's being talked about is tax on principal residence.
Right, capital gains tax.
And if you were to pick, what do you think this government would most likely do if they were to raise tax? That's the only choice. I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm saying if that was the only choice that you had was to raise taxes, what do you think this administration would do?
I'll tell you what any administration will do is they'll go after the top 20% that only has 20% of the votes. Politically, that's the most expedient way to do
it. From a wealth perspective, the top 20% of the wealth in this country the top 80% of the wealth in this country is by the top 20% in income.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to try to look for a re-election, you keep that 80% happy.
Yeah.
And I think the problem now is you're going to have tax as the biggest item going forward that's going to be a concern for retirees, because that's where most of the wealth is at.
Yep.
If you're over the age of 50, you are most likely to be in that demographic and in the socioeconomic side of the wealthy.
That's right.
And that means they're coming after you.
Yeah, that's some high probability, right? Yes, in some form. That's correct.
And capital gains tax, for example, is one of them.
That's right.
Principal residence taxation. People downsize in retirement. There comes a tax potential.
Yep.
So they're coming after you.
Or they could limit it to a certain size of home or a value of home. Or,
correct.
Right, there's lots of things they can do.
Correct.
To target specific groups.
Right. They went after businesses. They're going to go after them even a bit more.
Yeah, you bet.
So it's those ones who have saved up a lot of money that are going to have the exposure. And this is where a collaborative, integrated program from your investment portfolio, your retirement planning, your tax structure, your wills and estates, the legal side, you need to have a team ready. And failure to do that opens up the risk that you're not going to have as much money in your retirement as you thought you would, because you made planning mistakes.
Right.
And you made mistakes by giving too much money in taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Proper planning. You don't avoid tax, right? What it will do is you will maximize the benefit to you and to your family. And if you're in that category, that top 20%, or you feel you're in there, you have to do that, right? You need to take the steps and the time to organize properly.
And it's ongoing, Dave. People put a plan together and they forget about it for the next 10 years.
That's correct.
It's a tactical approach year in, year out.
That's
because
right.
This budget is going to be the starting point of multiple budgets throughout the years that are going to adjust the tax game.
That's right.
It's going to play with the taxes. And they're going to test things. They're going to try things out. And they're going to test it on whom?
That's right.
The top 20%. People who are in retirement or transitioning to retirement are at the biggest risk for the most amount of taxation that they're testing on, because they have all the wealth.
All right. So if you accept that there's a bunch of moving parts on this, it's not just about stocks and bonds, but it's about health, it's about legacy, it's estate planning, it's all these things, then we've got to talk about that. We've got to help people get a framework around how do you think about all of these different pieces.
What's the solution to the problem of I need to live throughout my retirement, not run out of money, and make sure that there's more money in my pocket and less in Ottawa and Edmonton? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you confused about what the market holds going forward? If so, stick around after the break. We've got a fantastic guest to help put some rigor, give you some guidance as to where we're going next. Here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.